Hi, folks. It's time to put your mouse ears on for the Mouse Ears Podcast with Brooks, Kara, Kelton, and Steph, where we discuss all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairytale Journeys Travel. Everyone to the Mouse Ears Podcast. I am one of your wonderful hosts, Brooks, over in the great state of South Carolina. And with me, we have the dream team together again tonight. First off, we have Kara back with us. Kara, how are you doing tonight?
I'm so happy to be back.
Great to have you back. We have Kelton. How are you doing, Kelton?
I'm doing well, Brooks. Thank you.
That's good. And then last but certainly not least, Steph. How are you doing, Steph?
I'm so excited for tonight's episode, Brooks.
I am too. I enjoy this every week, recording these episodes. And I just want to point out first, we had a little bit of a discussion on the last episode on whether or not a certain phrase that I said was made up or real.
It's still made up.
I have confirmed with several South Carolinians that my brother and I did not make up the Chucktown South Kakalaki phrase. So it still sounds made up. Well, I mean, everything sounds made up until someone says it.
Yeah, everything was made up at some point. Thank the Phoenicians.
That's right.
That was so good. Yes. Oh my God. And we can end the episode there. That was
good night, everyone. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's great. Well, we absolutely have to thank the Phoenicians.
Yeah.
Yes. So going into tonight's episode, I think it's a big episode. We're covering a lot of stuff. So I think we should just go ahead and jump right into it. We are covering all the news, all the big points that was released this weekend from the D23 Expo down there in Walt Disney World. You may be asking yourself, if you've never heard of the D23 Expo, what is this?
Tell me, Brooks, what is it?
So D23, it is Destination 23, is an official Disney fan event hosted by D23. And what D23 is the official Disney fan club. D23 is the ultimate Disney fan organization, and they offer exclusive access and experiences to several Disney enthusiasts. So what they do is every year they host a expo, and they alternate it from either Disneyland in Anaheim, California, or Disney World in Orlando, Florida. And they provide the Disney fans with unique opportunities to celebrate Disney's past, present, and future. And a lot of times with this expo, that's when they release a lot of their big news. What is coming up? New rides, new restaurants, new lands, new cruise ships. All the big news that's usually... Think of it as Apple's yearly event where they announce the iPhone 15 and then iPhone 16, iPhone 17, so on and so forth. That is where Disney, the D23 Expo, that's where they announce all the new projects. They have different panels having discussions, celebrity appearances. It's Comic-Con for Disney fans.
So actually, I am pretty sure people do dress up too.
Oh yeah.
So
oh yeah.
It really does turn into a Comic-Con. So.
And there's different things. I mean, they do Destination D23, like the expo is like the one big thing. And I know that I have goals to go there one day and hopefully report for all of our Mouse Ears audience one day. But
Media Pass 2024.
Goals. But I just saw too that they're doing a royal ball in October in Anaheim. Like, they're always doing like really cool events for their Disney fans. But beyond that, there's actually different membership subscription levels or tiers. You can do the free version when you just get the newsletter and you're, you know, in the know of all the things that D23 is always putting out. But then you also have the gold membership, and you can go on their website for, because we're not trying to promote them. We're just trying to educate our audience. You can go and look at their memberships, but their memberships offer all kinds of cool stuff, not just, you know, access, special access to some of these cool events that they do. So for the biggest and bestest Disney fans, this is definitely something that you, if you don't know about it, you might want to look into.
Yes.
Are any of you guys D23 members?
I've been a free member for years, and I've actually actively had the conversation with Mike for several years now too, like, oh my gosh, we should just do it, and I just haven't pulled the trigger on that one yet. But I definitely feel it's especially it's coming, especially now having the podcast and the blog as well. I just feel like it's only a matter of time that I actually do. So I'll share with you, with everyone, what stuff they send me.
Well, because too, like Steph was saying, there's two levels, the free and then the gold. With the gold, if you just get the individual, it's like $99. But if you get the duo package, it's like $129. So if you're planning on getting one, you might as well get the duo. Kelsey and I have talked about it too. And then we could potentially, since there's four of us, we could get two duos and just split them.
Hey, that's an idea.
So, bullet point.
It's not much more. I like it.
Yeah.
So should we go ahead? Do you want to?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, should we just go ahead and mark
that
we're going?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
But with this expo, I know that a lot of us, we had it marked down on our calendars. So they do, if you're not lucky enough to be there when they actually present it, because this year they presented it from the Contemporary Resort at Walt Disney World. And if you're a gold member, you can get a ticket. But for people that are not gold members and are not at the actual event, myself included, they do a live stream. So at, what was it, at 9:30?
On day two, Saturday.
They had a live stream, and I know I had it marked in my calendar, and I was working around the house while I had it on.
I was going to say, I think my live stream was on the entire day.
So
100%. I was not missing these big news drops. Plus, I love Josh D'Amaro. I'm not afraid to go and say it on live. I love Josh D'Amaro.
Have any of y'all ever actually seen him in the parks?
No.
And I was in Epcot one time, and my friend sent me a picture of her kids with him at the boardwalk. So I was like close, and I was happy for them and super annoyed.
I've met him.
You have?
Wow.
Yeah. My wife and I, we were near the Haunted Mansion, and I was wearing my Boba Fett t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked by and he saw me and he said, this is the way.
Wow.
So I would fangirl.
And I was like, he has spoken.
Oh my gosh.
And then my wife proceeded to follow him for about the next 20 minutes. I was like, okay, you're getting into stalker territory. We need to actually go do other stuff.
No jury would convict her. No, nobody would judge her for that.
Security already had her marked 20 minutes prior. This is the one we need to watch.
That's the most normal reaction to have.
I would fangirl. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised that Bob Iger wasn't there, but I'm not upset because, again, Josh D'Amaro stole the show. And the Muppets.
As he always.
The Muppets were so funny.
Oh, I was loving the Muppet inclusions.
They were so funny.
Those that didn't watch it, I'll just interject real quick. For every segment and every presenter, for the morning, they had included like the Muppets as a co-host of sort for each panel or each presenter. It was actually very endearing. I know there's a big following for the Muppets, so that's why I made that comment.
When was the last time anybody watched a movie with the Muppets in it?
Not me.
With Muppets?
Not
the Muppets.
We watched the Muppet movie not long ago.
What about the Haunted classic. Mansion Muppet movie?
Oh my gosh, that is so funny.
I literally watch the Muppets Christmas Carol every year.
There's a fan for everything.
Yes.
There you go.
2 days ago, my 11-year-old said, of course, a bear's natural habitat, a Studebaker. I don't know like what he just came out with it. So he's quoting the Muppet movie now also.
I love it. That's
appreciated Fozzie Bear talking about, say, hey, what do you call a bear with no teeth? Gummy bear. Wonka, wonka, wonka.
Let's
get to it because there's so much to talk about and so much excitement. I am excited to just have an active conversation with all of you guys about some of these things since they've been announced.
So at the expo, they announced several different things, and they didn't just focus on Disney, Walt Disney World. They announced projects and new additions and news for Walt Disney World, Disneyland, the Disney Cruise Lines, Disney Paris, Tokyo Disney Sea, Disneyland Hong Kong, Shanghai Disneyland. They went all over the globe.
Covered the board.
Yes. So I think we should just go right into it, because like I said, there was just a lot of news. And
so where are we starting?
So I say let's give the people what they want first. let's go with the big news.
Yeah.
Let's go with the Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
Good place to start.
Yes. Does anyone want to take the Magic Kingdom?
I'll take Magic Kingdom, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Since, you know, it's soft place in my heart. So with the Magic Kingdom, I mean, that especially with being at Disney World, there's a lot of stuff coming out. So we've got a, I don't know what you kind of would call this, but Tiana's Bayou Adventure, what's the retheming of Splash Mountain, is going to be opening up sometime in 2024. So that's really narrowing that down. But we've also got the Hatbox Ghost coming late this year, November 2023, for that one. So that's going to be kind of cool to see.
And real quick, the Halloween parties. For Tiana, I think they showed one of the animatronics. They showed Louie, gave a sneak peek on the big animatronic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they showed the work to being done on it. Yeah,
I'm personally very excited about that. Princess and Frog is my second favorite Disney movie.
Yeah,
I think they're probably going to do something like Navi's River journey over in Animal Kingdom. You know, with the animatronic at the end. Hopefully we don't get a Disco Yeti down the line, but
Louis we'll just stuck happens. In the
playing the trumpet.
Throw a disco light on it.
Yeah, and so for the Hatbox Ghost, because we knew he was coming, but we didn't have
a date.
We still don't really have a date, but we now have a month at least. But I can tell you where it's going. So when I was on the Haunted Mansion last week. When you go and you're looking down the hall where you've got the suit of armor here, and it's the long hallway with the floating candelabra, and there's usually a chair right there. It's all black curtains where that chair usually is. And if you look at the artwork that was, you know, went along with the announcement at D23, that's where he is. He's next to that long hallway.
So there goes the hidden Mickey, or really it's a hidden Donald.
Right. In that chair. Yeah. Unless they put it somewhere else.
They might put him somewhere. We will see.
Yeah.
So along with that, and this one, I'm really hurt about this one, but they are doing a reimagining of the classic Country Bear Jamboree with new songs and a whole new act, just reinterpreting different Disney songs. But that's going to be coming in 2024. and
why
I
don't know
how I guessed it. I was when I was listening to it and they played Bring Out the Kid in You right before they announced I've talked about it before, my love for the music from the Country Bear movie. And that's a very obscure song from that movie. And I was like, are they bringing the music to the Country Bears finally? So
they might be.
I'm praying they include Straight to the Heart of Love.
Oh, they probably will.
So
no, I mean, it gets me because Country Bear Jamboree is, you know, it's just one of the originals. I mean, it's one of the ones, just personal, I think they should leave alone. You know, that's almost like going through and changing the years in Carousel of Progress. So,
well, Carousel of
which
Progress.
Which they've done. They've done that a few times. Yeah, though.
Which they need well, the to last do again. Scene,
yeah, but, you know, I don't.
I mean, I hear you, but honestly, because I love Country Bear too. I'm totally a traditionalist. I've been going to Magic Kingdom since the 70s, you know, and so I love it. But I was there Monday. I went to Country Bear on Monday, and it's like, how are they still getting away with this? They've gotten away with it for so long. No, seriously, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, how are they getting, you know, to use a word the young kids use these days, cringe. I mean, there are parts where it's like, okay, we're just gonna gloss over that.
Did
you know?
See and where they changed the name of Liver Lips McGraw?
Yes, he's now Romeo McGraw. Yep. Also,
well, I feel like with this change, and I hear what both of you are saying, Kelton and Kara. I just feel like this. This reimagining is going to help connect with the younger audience that I have no idea, because it's a very nostalgic thing for us, right? But for younger kids, they're always dreading to go. I mean, I can't take my younger cousins because they're like, what is this? They just even something as simple as the bears when they're walking around interacting, they just don't care. I'll get so excited, but they don't care. So I feel like something like this could be so beneficial for the parks, because it'll draw in more crowds, not just for the AC, but because kids might be more, you know, interested in going in, and it'll draw some crowd, disperse crowds a little bit more. So for that reason, I'm excited for it.
And I feel like this is certainly by far the better option versus getting rid of it.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
So
I would be upset if they got rid of it completely.
In a way, you know, I'm super glad that, it's staying, you know. So, okay, do what you got to do to it, but it's staying. So that's great.
We will just agree to disagree. Because I feel like
Kelton is like, at this point, just get rid of it. If you're going to be doing that.
Well, don't do that either. I'm just one of those that's just like, just leave it. Because you know what? If, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But I digress. We're going to move on. And we're just going to move right around the corner into Adventureland with Pirates of the Caribbean. They have a new themed lounge coming to Adventureland, which, to be honest with you, I think they're going to retheme Tortuga's Tavern over there, because it's a seasonal, you know, quick service anyway.
Right.
And just a little secret, they work out of the same kitchen as Pecos Bill. So, you know, it should be pretty easy retheming there.
Elise would be happy with that.
Yes. So, we don't have an opening date on that one. Just kind of a, you know, really wide picture there. But the big one, I think everybody was expecting more information on, but they didn't give it, was the teasing of a potential future expansion back behind Thunder Mountain and Frontierland.
That's the big one.
I don't know if you all saw my picture that I did a bad job mapping out. Ever since they moved the road back there, there's a lot of room to do things.
Well, they didn't get specific, but I was pretty excited because, you know, when they first talked about it last year, it was blue sky. So it's like, meh, who knows? But this, I felt like it was them saying, yes, it is. We are doing an expansion. They didn't give us details, But I felt like even just that was exciting.
See, after last year, I really did think that it was going to be like a some sort of a Encanto type of theming.
Which makes sense.
And that's kind of, I just thought that's kind of what the route they were going.
Yeah.
Which would, I think, would be pretty easy to really blend in that theming from Frontierland into like a Central American type of theming. But we already know where that's going, so we'll discuss that one down the line.
Yeah.
I'm taking bets that it's going to be a villain-ish land of some sort. Because I feel like that's been just floating around for years and years and years. And I know I want it.
They need to open a fifth gate.
They do. But, you know, we'll see about that. Anyways.
No, it'll be
lots of exciting stuff at Magic Kingdom. I did want to say, for us, we know what Hatbox Ghost is and what it means to the Haunted Mansion and the fan base there. But for those that don't know, the Hatbox Ghost was this concept that came about when Haunted Mansion was first created back in whatever year it was, in Haunted Mansion for Disneyland. But the Imagineers, shout out to Imagineers. I also love them very much, and I love all that they create, the magic. At that time, when they first opened up Haunted Mansion, they just couldn't create the right technology, if you will, or Mirage, to make this Hatbox Ghost operate the way that they needed it to. Mm-hmm. And the Hatbox Ghost, as a lot of you have maybe already seen or maybe have not, is basically this unhappy Grim Grinning Ghosts who basically apparates his face from the top of his body into this box that he carries around. And that's what is so unique about this one particular ghost. You will be probably seeing and hearing about him a lot more. I know he's very popular right now with Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party and a big topic as well for Oogie Boogie Bash. So just wanted to give a little background information because I do love the history of a lot of things and how they came to be. Because everything has a reason and is unique and is fun and it's magical the way that Disney intended it to be.
And also about that, the lounge going into Adventureland, the Pirates of the Caribbean themed lounge, they mentioned the Barker Bird that's going to go there. So back in the day, outside of the Pirates of the Caribbean, there used to be a parrot out there that would talk. They called it a Barker Bird, and I forget when that went away, but they're talking about
2006.
Thank you, Brooks, so much. They're talking about how that's going to be back and just the fact they're calling this a lounge. So do we think that means drinks?
I think it's going to be like Olga's Cantina over in Hollywood
Studios.
Right,
so this is a big deal. Magic Kingdom is dry except for Be Our Guest.
Tony's and Plaza now have drinks, but you have to be a sit-down restaurant. Yeah, you can't walk around the park. And they did what they did mention, more to your point, Kara, is that they did tease that it's a first of its kind experience, whatever that is. And we all know that there was a huge hype with Oga's. It took years for someone to get, you know, what I mean by that, it was very difficult to get a reservation for Oga's. Yeah. And it's a really cool experience.
Yeah.
Even though it's like a bar area, right?
Right.
So just them saying that it's going to be a first of its kind experience has me over the moon with excitement. So
yeah, and it is.
Well, it begs a question though, when they say first of its kind experience, because you look at it, what came before Olga's Cantina? When you talk about that experience, Trader Sam's, and that opened up in like the 13-14 type of area. So how are you going to get bigger and better than Olga's and still be a first of its kind type of experience? So
Johnny Depp,
it's gonna be a big one.
Oh my god,
my body is ready.
serving you your beverage,
your rum.
All I'm gonna say is my 401 savings is reserved for the NSYNC Backstreet Boys reunion concert that Brooks and I will be attending and being in the front row.
We'll cover the Johnny Depp Pirates of the
Caribbean.
So I don't know if I'm going to have much money left over to buy all the souvenir beverages.
Well, I mean, the tickets won't wipe it out, but us rushing the stage and then being bailed out of jail is what's going to...
Oh, we God. Just want to get up there and dance. We now have them. Premeditated situation on our podcast.
I'm not going to do anything to him. I just want to do the worm on the stage with him.
That's so much to ask.
I exactly. don't think they're going to be doing the worm on stage. I mean, no, with them being like their... Oh, well.
I'm going to be doing it.
That's well, so anyway. Funny.
And then we're all taken to the hospital.
Oh, every one God of us.
I just but anyway, I just up.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention yeah. that about the that Pirates Lounge, because you know that's kind of a big deal as far as if they're gonna introduce, you know, alcohol to the Magic Kingdom in a different right. way other than a sit down.
I think they will.
Yeah.
Bring me the fuzzy tauntaun. Make my mouth numb.
Hey, so just real quick side note. Do you guys know what the internal temperature of a tauntaun is?
No.
Lukewarm. Let's move on.
Oh, man.
So.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my gosh.
Who wants to take Epcot? I can take it if well, no I'll one else. Oh, you go.
All right.
You go,
listen. Wait. What am I saying? You've got Figment right there. Go. You do Epcot. What am I thinking?
For those that can't see, which is everyone, Brooks has a little Figment, a figurine on top of his microphone, keeping him company.
And the popcorn bucket behind him.
Mm-hmm. An old Chuckaluckin, whatever. Whatever town you're in.
Caracalacalaca.
Now she's made
South
up something Kakalaki. Of herself.
There it is.
Chuck, bless you.
Chuck Town South Kakalaki. So they announced a lot of news over in Epcot as well. First off, they announced that there will be a new meet and greet coming soon to Epcot as well as Disneyland. Asha from their new animated film Wish. They'll be doing a meet and greet with her soon. Epcot's World Celebration will officially begin December 2023. And then we finally got an opening day for Journey of Water, inspired by Moana. It is officially opening October 16th. They're doing cast holder previews right now. And then towards the end of this month, they're going to be doing pass holder previews as well. And then in addition to the Journey of Water opening, they're going to be doing a meet and greet with Moana in the brand new World Nature's section of the park. So I'm excited about taking Ellie and getting her picture with Moana and her Moana bubble. And then they're also, I was very thankful of this, and a lot of people were as well. They announced that they're going to be doing a reimagining of Test Track by Chevrolet. And there was even an audience member that shouted thank you when this was presented.
Okay, I didn't think it was that bad.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but as Kelton, as you mentioned, it's better sometimes when you leave stuff alone. The original Test Track was great.
That was great.
So, I mean, they didn't need to reimagine it previously, but they are taking an inspiration from an old favorite. What Test Track actually replaced World of Motion.
Oh, when they said that, I was so excited.
So, see, that's going to be is why you should just leave Country Bear Jamboree alone.
Okay, listen, but did you hear them redo Bare Necessities? I was like, nice. Okay,
that was actually Mac McAnally that was singing and doing it there, of course, with, you know, Jimmy Buffett passing away. So it that really tugged at the heartstrings. That made it a little bit better, but not much.
Now, Kelton, if this reimagining of the Country Bears ends up being like Tiki Room under new management, then I am going to, you know, say you were totally right. But
well, it's either going to go one way. Like, it's going to either go as great as, like, you know, Happily Ever After Wishes.
Oh,
or... Right. Or yeah, it's going to go Enchantment after Happily Ever After. So there's only two
ways
it's
going. That is such a great comparison.
Yeah.
Like, on point. I love it.
Yeah. And if people don't recognize those names, those are the fireworks shows in Magic Kingdom. But yeah. But anyway, getting back to Epcot. World of Motion. Very exciting.
Yes. And then speaking of a nighttime fireworks show, at Epcot, they announced their new nighttime spectacular, Luminous, the Symphony of Us, and it's debuting December 5th, 2023. And it will include fireworks, fountains, lasers, lighting effects, and music. Nice. So,
will there be torches? That was my favorite part of Illumination.
Yes.
Illuminations, reflections of Earth.
Boom. So, and
what
then
a great show.
Yeah.
They also announced Soarin' Over California is going to be returning to Epcot on September 22nd for a limited time in honor of Disney's 100th.
I think that's pretty awesome.
That'll be fun too.
But
it was very well received.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was. But Brooks, you left out one very important piece of information.
What are you talking about?
I mean, it should be right. I feel like
it's on the tip of my tongue.
It's right there on your microphone.
Yes, that's right.
The tip of your microphone.
The part that I wish Kelsey had filmed my reaction when they announced this, because I was going bonkers in the living room. They have announced that they are going to have a meet and greet with Figment starting this past Sunday, September 10th. It has already started.
Already happening.
And the Imagination Pavilion. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I was
world
also
is healing.
I was also partially going a little bonkers because, you know, Kelsey and I were just at Disney this past weekend, Labor Day weekend. And I was like, they couldn't have brought him back one weekend before.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, I tried to talk my way into the cast member for Journey into Water. That didn't work. And then they bring Figment back literally the weekend after we were there. And
they were just waiting for you to leave.
Yeah. Is Brooks gone yet?
Well, I feel like Kelsey was trying to talk me out of just jumping in the car and driving down to Orlando for a Sunday.
Aw.
So
I'll meet you there. So, I want to meet Ellie.
But there were people going crazy and there were lines up to 5 hours long this past Sunday.
Yeah.
For the meet and
greet. Unsurprising. And, I mean, if the Figment popcorn bucket is going to have a line of 8+ hours, I hope his meet and greet justifies the same amount of time because he's awesome.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah, and then for those that did not watch the actual performance or when it was presented at the D23 Expo, they brought out Figment and they all sang the chorus, the band that was there, they all sang Figment's song, and it was a whole hoorah. And I'm pretty sure Brooks was singing. I'm pretty sure I heard him from Florida.
Of all creation. Sorry.
The hype is very big for Figment.
Yeah.
And I look forward to seeing him hopefully soon.
Yeah.
And I look forward to taking Ellie actually has a Figment popcorn bucket dress.
Aw.
What? Yes.
Oh.
Where Kelsey finds some of this stuff, I don't know. But
pictures or it didn't happen. We all want to see it.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't actually wear it in the park.
Aw.
But we'll see. Now,
she meets Figment.
Yeah. Now we know we were just saving it for when she meets Figment.
Gosh. I love it. So exciting. Okay. So, now, is that is everything for Epcot?
That
right?
is all the news from Epcot.
So, since how they did it in D23, as the Muppets would say, we're moving right along.
I did want to mention one more thing before we did.
Oh, I guess we're not.
Sorry, just a little tiny little interjection. So the first thing that Brooks mentioned was this character, Asha. I don't know about you guys. I wasn't very educated on this particular character. Turns out that on day 3, Sunday, of the D23 Expo, the members that were there, they got a sneak peek of... This is basically a new animated movie that Disney's going to come out with. I don't know what the release date is, but the animated film is called Wish. Mm-hmm. And Asha, I believe, is the main character. Right. So basically, that's who's coming, as someone from a new Disney movie that is hopefully going to be coming out soon. I feel like I heard the date somewhere, but I just don't remember. But
yeah,
that was the only thing I wanted to let the audience members know, because Asha, who's Asha? Mm. Yeah. Now we know. She's from Wish.
So, but like Kelton said, just moving right along to Disney's Animal Kingdom. Who wants to take Animal Kingdom?
I will take that one.
Okay.
All right. So, Animal Kingdom. They had talked before about a possible retheming of Dinoland. I know people have opinions about Dinoland USA. We won't get into all of that because we're looking forward. But they now said, so there had been talk about a possible retheme to Zootopia, where Dinoland USA is. But they kind of surprised us with this announcement that the Tree of Life, a new Tree of Life show, based on Zootopia. And I actually took that to mean, like, you know, they've done shows on the Tree of Life before, kind of like the projections and that kind of thing. That's what I thought it meant.
Same here.
Now I'm reading, they meant the Tree of Life Theater, which is tough to be a bug. So it's replacing, there's going to be a Zootopia show that's replacing Tough to be a Bug. So that was... That was a surprise.
Not happy about it. Happy about it. I'm going to go on record and say, not happy about it.
You're with it, Kelton?
I'm fine with it. I approve. Stamp of approval.
Okay. Do you think we're still going to get poked in the back at some point during the show? And, you know, that kind of, yeah.
I hope so. It was a nice little massage.
Yeah, let's go to Tough to be a Bug and get a little massage.
Exactly.
All the crying babies, all the crying children who got who get scared still to this day.
The man who closes his eyes on the Harry Potter attraction.
I close my eyes for the spiders on this one. Mm. So, and that being said, I still don't want them to get rid of it.
Why?
It's Tough to be a Bug.
Why? What's the draw?
My poor
in-laws. I love the movie. Love the movie. And they got rid of everything that has to do with Bug's Life in Disneyland. And then there's just going to be nothing left.
Yeah.
I'm a little hurt by this.
How will people know that they can be a pretty little butterfly?
Thank you.
I feel like there should at least be like a meet and greet or something, like some presence. I don't know.
I just don't want Bug's Life to just disappear into the abyss.
Yeah. Go extinct.
I think. Yeah. Let's see what
like
you did.
Like Dinoland.
Brings us to the next topic.
Yeah, so now going back to that Dinoland area, they announced that it is going to be reimagined as the Tropical Americas. So they kind of gave the coordinates, well, not really coordinates, but like basically like Central America and then Upper South America from what I could tell. But so they're just calling it the Tropical Americas to kind of cover all of that, and that they're considering Encanto and Indiana Jones. So as we briefly mentioned before, they had talked before about Encanto beyond Thunder Mountain previously, but now they're talking about it in that Dinoland area. So again, they said it's being considered. They don't want to commit to anything, but the you know, a lot of Disney fans know this, some don't. The dinosaur ride, the track and the ride vehicles of the dinosaur ride in Animal Kingdom is almost identical to the track and the ride vehicles of Indiana Jones in Disneyland. So that is a complete no-brainer. I mean, that's a total no-brainer. They just have to, you know, take out those dinosaurs and turn it into Indiana Jones, basically. Brooks is showing us his picture of dinosaur. So that, you know, that seems pretty like that's going to happen because it's
dinosaur
just,
from 2004.
Yeah, they've got the ride there waiting for it, basically. So that's kind of like that's going to happen. Well, my big question about that is, are you know what everybody really wants to know is, are they going to leave the pipes, the red, yellow, and white pipes there in Dinosaur? Mm. Everybody's favorite trivia questions with the chemical formulas on there that stand for what?
Ketchup, mayo, and mustard.
Yeah, ketchup, mustard. Mayonnaise, and mustard, because McDonald's actually used to be in the parks. And there used to be a McDonald's right there by Dinosaur. And those were the ketchup
and the restaurant
that ran to the McDonald's. So come on, people. That's the really important that's the really important question here. But so Dinosaur is most likely gonna go to Indiana Jones, and Encanto is possible. Which really does kind of make more sense, I think, if they're doing this whole Tropical Americas thing to have it there.
Not happy. Not happy. No, not happy. I have so much love for the ride Dinosaur. Mm. No. Why? Listen. I know that Jurassic World is in Costa Rica and that's Universal. But can we just try and just put it in this Tropical Americas geography that they're trying to establish in Animal Kingdom? Please don't get rid of Dinosaur. It makes it unique. And one thing that I love Disney. I love the Walt Disney Company. I like it when there are certain things that are different from Disneyland Park and Walt Disney World.
Right. Yes.
And bringing a ride, and because I know that they're going to make their own tweaks to the Indiana Jones ride if they bring it here, but like Dinosaur is unique to Animal Kingdom, to Walt Disney World. I don't want them to get rid of it. Plus, I love the story, the video at the beginning, before you actually go on the ride. It's just so nostalgic for me.
Dr. Seeker. We're not going to make it.
Hello there.
We're not going to make it. We're not going to make it.
That's not what I know.
It's going to have to be a little different because it's not, you know, it's not identical, but it's just, it's very simple. Right.
But I'm not happy about that. However, Encanto, I was like really scratching my head with this. I'm like, what are they trying to do? So I was thinking, what if they brought in, what's that little boy's, Antonio's room, because he's the animal whisperer, so to speak. That would be cool if they incorporated something like that, but I'm curious just to see what they could actually do, because for those that don't know, Animal Kingdom has the least amount of rides of any of the Disney parks. They only have 6. Right. So I'm all for an expansion. I'm all for Dinoland getting fixed, because it just hurts. Just walking through Dinoland hurts.
Like, I hated Primeval World. I hated it. My life flashed before my eyes. But it was a ride. It was a ride to absorb some more people.
It was one of my wife's favorites.
Oh, God. Oh, I thought I was
one of the few.
I really did.
One of the few. So I'm all for an expansion and adding things and fixing Dinoland. But I would rather, instead of talking about changing rides we already have, I would rather them talk about bringing in new rides. Because the park needs it. it could use it, right? You Animal Kingdom, I feel like there are few people that actually stay there from opening to close, because you typically get through everything, you know, that you would want to do, and probably then some. And I love Animal Kingdom is my favorite park. I love it dearly, and that's why I'm so passionate about, you know, It's Tough to Be a Bug and Dinosaur getting changed. But yeah, what I want to see for Animal Kingdom is I want to see expansion. I want to see them adding more.
Yeah.
So
like when they
geographically you can't.
Yeah. You can't because talking about that really, you know, got me interested in, okay, can they expand? There's a few buildings and break room type of things behind Dinoland USA, and behind that there's a body of water.
Mm.
So there really is no place, you know,
unless they incorporate the body of water,
which they could. Mm-hmm. I don't, it just does, you really can't do much.
And that they're not going to cut into the safari land at all.
Absolutely not. No.
So,
and that's nowhere near that. You know, it's by Asia. So,
yeah,
that's clear across the world.
Exactly.
So
they could do a butterfly exhibit with Encanto.
They could.
Hopefully, they don't do a rat exhibit because nobody wants that.
That's good. We don't talk about Bruno or his rats.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with Restaurantosaurus, because that's one of my better places to eat.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Because
usually
it
has no weight, so it's going to be, that area is going to be rather interesting.
Well, right. I will not miss my boys begging to play the games every time we go there.
They still do?
Oh my gosh.
Oh no. I'm so sorry.
If there's a basketball hoop, my 11-year-old has to go to it. So it's like, no. But
I always feel bad.
We bring all that stuff home. So a lot of times we've ended up, he'll win all this stuff and then we give it away. You know, we give it to little kids that are around.
I feel bad for those cast members.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just don't think they're having too much fun.
And when we were just there and we walked from Asia, we walked over the bridge and into Dinoland and into that game area. And I kid you not, I felt it was 10 degrees hotter. I could feel it coming up off that pavement.
Like, yeah.
10 degrees hotter right here. Awful.
Easily.
Now, they do love the Boneyard. My kids love running around that Boneyard. And that I will miss that. I really will, because it gives us a chance to sit down. They get to run around. So I really will miss the Boneyard. I would love it if they had something, you know, kept it and like rethemed it, did something similar.
I have to say I'm very surprised, because last year for D23, they did mention, as you said, Kara, they mentioned a possibility of Zootopia, but they also mentioned Moana. Both made sense. Yeah,
that's right.
Both made sense. And, you know, you just said Dinoland is very hot. I'm honestly surprised to hear people still playing in the Boneyard, because I feel like post COVID, you know, that playground area just always seems dead, and not literally, right?
No, they love it.
But I just felt like something interactive with water beyond just, you know, Cali River Rapids would make sense at Animal Kingdom too.
Yeah,
but. I know that the Imagineers and Josh DeMauro,
our boy Josh,
know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So anyways.
So I think we should, before I feel like more blood pressures or blood sugars raise from the Animal Kingdom, we should move along. I'll just mention real quick, because they didn't really mention a whole lot about Hollywood Studios, but they didn't mention that they're going to be adding new stories to the Star Tours that will be featuring Ahsoka Tano starting spring of 2024.
I'm very excited.
Yes, it's not just at Hollywood Studios, that's going to be at Disneyland and Disneyland Paris as well. They also have Star Tours at those parks as well.
That they're giving Ahsoka Tano some love, because she deserves it. I love her as a Star Wars fellow fan. Love her.
Little quick side note, is anyone watching the Ahsoka series?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's been so good.
Absolutely.
So good.
Highly recommend.
it made me go back and recap Star Wars Rebels to catch up.
I'm watching that again too.
So.
I got you, Brooks. I got you.
Oh, we can do a whole Star Wars episode.
Please, please, and thank you.
So now, so moving along, that was all the news that they mentioned for Walt Disney World, but they had a ton of other news. At Disneyland, they mentioned that there's going to be a new attraction at Avengers Campus at Disney's California Adventure. It will feature a world jumping vehicle to help transport superheroes into the multiverse. And they announced also that King Thanos is going to be the big villain that all the superheroes will be getting together to fight over there. Which I haven't, Kara, you can tell us more about how Avengers Campus is over there at Disneyland, because I haven't been there yet, but that's a bucket list of mine.
Yeah. It's, well, currently it's Web Slingers and what used to be Tower of Terror. It's now rethemed to Guardians. So I haven't been on that. I'm staying true to my never going on that again since 1996. But Web Slingers is cool. And what's really nice is the characters that walk around. Like, if you're into that, you know, if you're into all that, it's really neat to be able to see them.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then after that, they went into Disney Cruise Line news. And oh boy, did they announce a lot. Does anyone want to take Disney Cruise Line? Steph?
I'll take a stab at this one. So the Disney Cruise Line, which is Disney's signature experience, currently with the addition of the Wish, is, Kara, correct me if I'm wrong, 5 ships.
Right. Yes. Dream, just, Wonder, Fantasy, Magic, Wish.
And just a week ago, maybe a little longer by the time you guys hear this, they announced the plans for their newest ship, the Disney Treasure, which is basically mimicking the Wish, but with its own theming and its own dining experiences.
That's a little bit different. Really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that one looks
so
that
one. Good one.
That one's the Disney Treasure, which arrives in 2024, December 2024.
Yeah,
itineraries are already out for that.
Booking opens for that for Platinum members tomorrow, correct? Or, well, what's tomorrow?
Yep, 12th. September, so September 12th.
Is it, yeah. Is it Pearl members?
September 12th.
No, I think Platinum's tomorrow.
Platinum, okay. Yep.
So that's really exciting. And we got a sneak peek of that before the D23 Expo, but they mentioned it because we were thinking that was going to be the next, you know, the only ship that we were going to get in the near future. But no, they mentioned officially this new mega ship that they acquired that's currently in Germany under development. And it's called the Disney Adventure. What's really unique about this cruise ship, not only is it a mega ship, but it's going to be the first ship in the Disney cruise line that sails the Southeast Asia area and will be sailing out of Singapore. So really, really, and really, really cool. It's definitely something that I can imagine us as FTJ agents are probably going to get a lot of clients wanting to do that and wanting to go visit some of the Disney parks in that hemisphere as well, in the Asian market. Yeah. And so I'm really excited to see that because the Disney Adventure just has a really nice ring to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm really excited to see what other magical stuff that they can bring to the table because, I mean, that's what Disney does best.
Yeah.
So last but certainly not least, they also talked a little bit more about Disney's new island in the Caribbean at Lighthouse Point, but they gave it a name. They revealed officially the name of the island is going to be Lookout Key at Lighthouse Point. So this new island, I believe it's in the Luther Islands in the Bahamas. Correct me if I'm wrong. There was a lot of news. A lot of details can escape.
Yeah.
But that I know that they mentioned a lot of cool things that they're going to bring into this island. And I believe that those itineraries to that island start in the summer of 2024. Kara, do you remember?
I don't, off the top of my head.
But cannot be soon enough either way.
Yeah.
So that pretty much rounds up the Disney signature experience with the Disney Cruise Line that they announced at the D23. A little bit more recapping, but the last thing I guess that I just forgot to mention is, you know, we've got currently five ships. Mm-hmm. Next is going to be the Disney Treasure. Then is going to be the Disney Adventure. And then Disney did mention briefly that they have a third ship in the beyond after that, that is in their
crazy
in their plans. Yeah. So,
I'm banking we'll hear it next year.
Yeah,
probably.
Next year.
I would not be surprised. Yeah. So lots of things to look forward to where the Disney Cruise Line is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was surprised because, you know, I thought Treasure was still the new, you know, latest. Okay, yeah, tell us about that. And all of a sudden, give us a whole new ship. That was surprising.
Not just a new ship, a new port.
Right.
And a new island. I mean, it was just...
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah. I know that the audience member were hooting and hollering when they were announcing these things. So
yeah.
Well, and so to go along with the whole South, you know, Asia area and the adventure coming, we also did have a little bit of news on some of our parks over there in the Europe Asia area. So for
the other parks Disneyland, over in that area,
Paris. We do have the Disneyland Hotel grand opening coming up soon for that one.
A reopening.
I'm sorry. I didn't even read my notes right. It's reopening.
All good. It happens.
Along with that, they've got a Tangled and a Frozen Land coming as well in the works. So that'll be kind of cool. And I'm hoping at some point the four of us can get out there.
Yes.
Maybe we can tag in a little Disneyland Paris and the adventure.
I'm down for
one
it.
One day.
Yeah. One day. I hope. I pray. I look forward to it. Especially, I just wanted to say real quick, like, I don't know about you guys, but I've definitely looked into, like, the hotels, Disneyland Paris, and they do just such a beautiful job incorporating artwork.
Yeah.
And it was at D23 that they revealed some of the artwork that they're incorporating at the new Disneyland Hotel grand reopening. I was so shocked but pleasantly shocked when I saw they were gonna have, you know, paintings of movies that you really don't talk about much, like Emperor's New Groove. I mean, so what's really cool is just all the artwork. I mean, I know that one of the resorts is all like Marvel themed too, but
yeah.
That's beside the point. It's just, you know, people might think, oh, what's so special about a hotel? Well, this one, you literally walk through the lobby and you walk back and you just enter into the park directly, which, hello, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But then on top of that, it's like a museum. Sign me up.
Yeah. Disney just went and opened up the vault and pulled out all the old movie posters.
Yeah.
You know, some of these old movies needed some loving. So I'm glad that they're getting their time to shine once again.
Now, you mentioned Emperor's New Groove. Are you considered that an old movie?
No, I don't consider it an old movie. Okay. I consider it a great movie.
Yes.
Along with Disneyland Paris, you know, we've got Tokyo Disney Sea that also had a few things. They've got a Fantasy Springs Land, which is including some things from Peter Pan, Tangled, and Frozen as well. Along with, and this one I thought was pretty cool, was they are opening up a Fantasy Springs Hotel and with a deluxe resort with a luxury wing. Now, what does that mean? Like, what do you mean a deluxe resort with a luxury wing? So
I don't know, but I know that I actually haven't seen any blueprints or any artwork for the hotel, but I have for the Fantasy Springs Land, like the new attraction for Peter Pan, Tangled and Frozen. Mm-hmm. And oh my goodness, put me on a plane.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. It just seems so like that fairy, whimsically magical, mm-hmm. delightful forest. I don't know, that vibe.
Yeah.
Just through random words. But I think you get it. Like
they all
that,
go together.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, I just.
I so wish
really
we were
excited.
Getting a Tangled ride so bad. I'm so jealous.
We just have a measly little tower and a
bathroom. Like okay,
I'm still upset by that.
Hey,
but
it's
on.
The best bathroom in the park.
It is, yes. However, oh, I wish we were getting that ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks beautiful. So, but that's Tokyo Disney Sea. I mean, they just have all their own unique stuff. Let's be real.
They really do.
They have some phenomenal, phenomenal stuff that you don't see in any of the other parks.
No.
That's why we got to get over there.
Mm-hmm. I was
One
just
day.
About to say that.
So for Disneyland Hong Kong. All right. This was when they showed the video for this one. I was mm-hmm. excited for this. The World of Frozen.
Mm.
We have an opening date opening up November 20th of 2023. So we've got about 10 weeks to go on that one. And including this is going to be a Wandering Oaken's sliding sleighs, mm-hmm. which is going to be a new coaster. And
with
then
a big
of course
summer
with a big summer blowout. Very good. See, if we could have got a picture of that, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Summer Snow Day After Dark, which is going to be a nighttime at World of Frozen coming soon. So I really hope y'all, you know, watched the live stream because the detail that mm-hmm. was going into World of Frozen was like mm-hmm. Galaxy's Edge type.
Yeah.
It's going to look phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So.
And at the expo, they also revealed for the first time. Sorry, that is my dog. I could not even imagine what he's seeing at this time of night. Or he's just really excited about Frozen.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
He sees Olaf.
What I was going to say is at the expo, Josh D'Amaro revealed for the first time ever. What the Frozen castle looks like, Arendelle, what Arendelle looks like at night. And it was just stunning. Yeah. I mean, if I did not know any better, you could not tell me that that wasn't like a real castle. You couldn't tell me that was a park.
Right.
You
know? Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, it just looks so gorgeous, so authentic. Huge, not to mention, right?
Yeah.
If you told me Arendelle existed, I'd be like, yeah, absolutely. I saw the picture.
There it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, high expectations with everything that they've announced for Frozen in Disneyland Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Well, then, of course, you know, we're going to bring it all together with Shanghai Disneyland. We only got one thing for this one, and it's going to be a new attraction. It's a Zootopia Hot Pursuit, I believe is what it's going to be called. So this one should be interesting. I think I thought they said it was going to be something like kind of what Ratatouille is track-like.
I think I saw that.
I heard Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
like free floating vehicle type deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which I like it. I feel like it's great for the whole family and anyone can enjoy something like that. Plus, I've seen the pictures of what their Zootopia Land looks like and it blew me away.
Yeah.
Just completely blew me away. All the colors, the details, the different animal elements. I mean, you know, am I a little salty that maybe they're not doing that over here in my neck of the woods? Maybe.
Yeah.
But didn't you just say it's nice to have different parks have different things?
Yeah, but
absolutely.
Listen,
absolutely.
Having the same thing as Shanghai is okay.
I'm not going to Shanghai.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we go to Disneyland
other side
before
of
I
the
ever
world.
Make it to Shanghai.
Yeah, other side of the world is a little different from other side of the country.
If you cross the ocean, it's okay, Kelton.
but ride Tron and then we'll talk. I mean, wait, you like rides. You like fast rides, right?
Yeah.
I love Tron.
Okay.
I love Tron.
I did Tron. I'm not upset that one came.
Was that your first time?
It was my first time.
What'd you think?
I thought you took a picture before and there was that crazy, the girl's face.
Yeah.
Looking.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was good. Little tight on my calves, but it was good.
Yeah.
I wish it was a tad bit longer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
I wish the outside part were longer. The outside part is my favorite.
Yeah. For sure. But anyways, we definitely don't get that much from the Asian market of Disney because they are not owned directly by Disney. So they get their own stuff, right?
Right.
Like their food and their popcorn buckets and all their other
their popcorn
fun
buckets.
Stuff that I wish there. That we had.
Let's not even go there. They get the
So
best.
We share way too much with Disneyland California. I like a little bit other stuff. But anyways.
Yeah, and that actually we should mention that as FTJ agents, we can book every Disney park except Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Tokyo. We don't book those because, just like Steph said, they're not owned by Disney; they're licensed. So, but we will be able to
do the Disney cruise line,
the Disney adventure, right? Once it comes, so very exciting.
I don't know about you guys, but man, oh man, this just made me want to go back to the Disney again. Mm-hmm. and just experience all these things that as I say, before they change for good.
I will be doing it one last time.
I know.
And I will be taking Kenny with me.
Good. I can't wait for those pictures and videos.
You should.
But D23, hopefully we can go sometime soon. Or in the near future.
Yeah.
So that brings up a good
audience.
Point. Yeah. D23 2024. Mm-hmm. August 9th, 10th, and 11th in Anaheim, California.
Mm-hmm.
Mark it on your calendars. Let's hope we can be there next year.
Yeah. Let's hope.
And hopefully it doesn't interfere with Joey and friends.
We should be okay. He usually comes the third week in August. So it might just be a lot of traveling that week.
Please don't change your date.
If we could move you to September, that'd be great.
Yeah. Be phenomenal.
It's cooler. It's a little cooler in Florida anyways. You don't want the August heat in Florida.
Don't tell the listeners that. It is not that much cooler in September.
2 degrees true. Make a difference.
that is true.
Oh gosh.
I was so annoyed when we just got home from Disney World last week and it was hotter here in Jersey than it was down there. I was like, what is this nonsense? So it's just hot when it's this time of year. It doesn't matter.
It is. But I think this was a great episode, guys, because I feel like this is just gonna open up a world of new top threes and top everything and and all the fun stuff that Disney's bringing our way. Like I said, I've mentioned it before and I'll keep mentioning it. You can never do everything at Disney and you'll never do the same thing over and over again because things are always changing. There's always new stuff, new magic, new experiences. Mm-hmm. So take it from us and take it from everything that we just, shared with all of you. There's a lot coming to Disney and the Disney company as a whole. We didn't even touch upon all the things that were revealed on day 3 in regards to the Disney Plus, Disney Movie, Disney Animation, that whole topic.
Right,
we only talked about the parks, like their experience and the cruise line, right?
Yeah.
So again, they
mentioned too that their plan is over the next 10 years to have more expansion than they ever have in their previous history.
Yeah.
So we'll this be is year one, people.
Yeah,
buckle up, guys. We're in for the long haul.
Seriously,
so, and it goes along with Walt's vision. He said Disneyland would never be finished. Disney World will never be finished.
Yeah.
It's
just leave Country Bear Jamboree alone.
he was finished. Put a pin in it.
No,
I'm
mean,
excited.
But you are correct. It's forever going to be changing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's not
new
a museum.
Things are coming. Nope, it is not a museum. So yes, if they were to get rid of Country Bear Jamboree, I'd be sad for a month, but
listen, know. I have survived them getting rid of Maelstrom. It hasn't been easy, but I survived it, and I'm, you know, I mourn it once in a while, but we move on. So what can you do?
You just go ride Frozen, same ride.
Oh, that's a whole other podcast.
I'm fighting words.
Oh my gosh. So I'm curious, if we can do this super quick, I'm curious from you guys, what are you looking forward to the most, each of you, from what was announced?
That's a great question.
Quickly.
How do you narrow it down?
Back to my notes.
Not Country Bear for Kelton. Got that.
I mean, I feel like with me, it's already there. For me, it's already there. Figment.
It started on Sunday.
Figment. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Mine, I think, is the expansion behind Thunder Mountain. I'm just, what's better than Magic Kingdom? More Magic Kingdom. So that's
100%
what I'm excited about.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
I wish they gave us a little bit more tease. Kelton, I thought you were going to say the lounge.
I'm behind Kara on, you know, that's going to be great, but I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to be doing with this one of a kind lounge across from Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. So that's going to be that's going to be the one thing I'm looking forward to.
Nice.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to see how they work in Johnny Depp. Live appearances.
Right. Oh gosh, I definitely want to say the cruise, but considering, you know, by the time I actually get to it, you know, a cruise in the Asian market, it'll be a hot minute. So thinking more short term, I think I'm most excited about the new show, the Nighttime Spectacular Luminous, coming to Epcot, because I feel like it's been a really long time since we've been introduced like a new show of any kind, right? Because, you know, we had
Harmonious.
Enchantment and we had Harmonious, and there's Epcot a reason they're forever. Gone and back to the old.
Whoa, that's fire.
Harmonious was a phenomenal nighttime spectacular at Epcot. Spectacular. You leave that one alone.
All I'll say is we haven't had anything new in a while. Yeah. They brought back something old. And I like tear jerking shows. I want Harmonious. To leave that part.
Tear jerking.
No, I did not cry. I liked it. It was all right. I did not cry. I wishes made me cry. Happily ever made me cry.
You probably cried during Enchantment too, didn't you?
I did
you
not.
You seem like the person that would.
I was so upset by
you
just
cried
the outcome
that it wasn't
of that
happily
show.
Ever after.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, it was just. I'm excited.
Was
for
anybody
the Lumos,
expecting
Lumos.
Anything that they didn't announce? Like, I was a little surprised. I know a lot of people were hoping for a nighttime parade in Magic Kingdom.
That's what I really thought was. I thought that was going to be a big.
That was
one,
a bummer.
Maybe next year.
Maybe.
I guess my two biggest shocks, if you could even call them that. Well, three. Test Track, I didn't expect them to announce them. It's just Test Track just seems overlooked. That one I didn't expect. I definitely didn't expect either of the two things in Animal Kingdom still set by it. Didn't expect it. I knew they were going to do something in Animal Kingdom. Yeah. That was inevitable. Didn't expect Encanto or the Tropical Americas. Because like what you said, last year they mentioned the possibility of Encanto and Magic Kingdom. Yeah. So those were shocking. I'm still heartbroken just at the idea. So, yeah. I trust Disney, but
so, and actually I'd love to hear, we'd all love to hear in the group, hopefully you're in our Mouse Ears podcast group on Facebook, and if you're not, go join it. We'd love to hear what everybody else thinks, what everybody else is looking forward to the most of all these announcements,
the good and the bad.
I love it. I can't wait to hear what people have to say.
All right. Well, folks, that just about does it for today's episode of the Mouse Ears podcast. As we all have mentioned, don't forget to join our Mouse Ears podcast Facebook group, where you can let us know what news from the expo that you're most excited about, what you don't like, Let's start a lively discussion in there, a friendly, lively discussion. And then also don't forget to join our Instagram page, the Mouse Ears blog, for all the latest news and episode details. And with all the news, you may be pumped to go to Disney. And if you're interested in having one of our wonderful agents book your next trip, visit fairytalejourneystravel.com or shoot us a DM. Where can they find us? Kara, where can they find you?
On Facebook and Instagram, Fairy Tale Journeys by Kara, Kara with a K. And on TikTok, I'm Diz Kara, D-I-S underscore K-A-R-A.
All right. Kelton, where can they find you?
So I have it up this time.
All right.
Instagram and TikTok, I'm FTJ Travel by Kelton. And for the second week in the row, I'm going to get it right. Facebook, Fairy Tale Journeys by Kelton.
Yay.
There you go. Where's the clapping on that one? Steph, where can they find you?
You can find me on Facebook at Fairy Tale Journeys by Stephanie Perrette Gentile or on Instagram at FTJ by Stephanie PG. What about you, Brooks?
Well, you can find me on Facebook at Fairy Tale Journeys by Brooks, and you can find me on Instagram and on TikTok, FTJ by Brooks. And for the second week in a row, Voodoo Donuts, you can shoot me a DM at FTJ by Brooks at gmail.com.
What about Joffrey's?
This is a Disney episode.
Right.
Joffrey's.
All day. Joffrey's was there in a food. They had like a food truck thing going on. Did you see that?
I did.
Joffrey's. My heart goes out to you.
Joffrey's. Well, we'll start at Voodoo Donuts and Joffrey's. You can reach out to me at FTJ by Brooks.
We need a food and a drink.
Yes.
All right, everyone.
And then lastly, if you like listening to us, leave us. We would love for you to leave us a review wherever you listen to us. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and also Google Podcasts. Leave us a review. That helps us be able to reach more people, and we'll be able to then, if we reach more people, we'll be able to maybe get together and broadcast from some of these events like D23
2024. Wouldn't that be something?
So
support us, please.
Yes. Until next episode. Thanks, everyone.
Have a great night.
Bye, guys.
Bye.